Bulldogs defeated Melbourne by 45 points Saturday night, and it was a great game, a great spectacle. Joining us is Crows Marquee. I bumped into Chelsea on Sunday. Chelsea Randall. Chelsea, welcome.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on your show.
Hey, what a game. How'd you pull up?
Yeah, a little bit sore, to be honest. But, straight back onto the plane and back over to Pilbara up in WA and got another week here, and then I'll be over to South Australia in another week, so excited about that.
You say that a very matter of fact, but it was going to take you a fair way and a fair time to get back. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so it was probably, a 3-4 hour air flight to from Melbourne to Perth, and then had about an hour and a half stopover, which was nice. My mum made it to the airport and had a coffee date with me, and then we flew up another hour and 45 up to Newman. So, and then back at work today and had a run around with the kids at footy today.
Hey, did it whet the appetite for what's ahead next year? Because the crowd, the coverage, all the excitement that it's created in terms of ratings, that must be really exciting for you.
Yeah, it was absolutely crazy. I mean, you're running out onto a field with, nearly 6,500 people on Witten Oval watching you under lights. And then, we had about 700,000 people watching it, live on TV on Channel 7. So, an unbelievable experience that I'll treasure forever. But, just very exciting times.
Tell you what, the tempo was really hot early. There was amazing intensity and a few big clashes there.
Yeah, there was a couple of head spins there. We saw one of Katie Brennan, she's an excellent player for the Western Bulldogs, got a really big hit early to the head and, bounced back up and kicked her goal. So, it was good.
Hey, I like your, you nearly took mark of the year, Chelsea. Oh, just didn't quite bring it down.
No, I think I'm going to say I got chopped on the arm, so I just couldn't quite hold on to it, unfortunately. Nah, but, the girls were sensational. I think they put a really good show on, and I think everyone that went to it enjoyed it.
My word. I liked the rule changes, Chelsea. I'd love you to talk us through this, because I know some of the ladies were a little bit hesitant. There was a slightly smaller footy. You went down to a size 4. You only had 16 on the field. Just talk us through a couple of those changes, because I thought it opened it up. There was a bit more one-on-one. I liked it, Chelsea.
Yeah, look, and I think it did open the game up, whether it was just the players that we had with Western Bulldogs and Melbourne, obviously, that was the top kind of 50 in Australia that were playing against each other. So the tempo of the game was really fast, and there wasn't a lot of stoppages. So, and the umpires really let it kind of play and let us play, which was really good to see. And, you're right, it just kind of opened it up and, lots of run in there. I think I was blown out towards the end there.
And the ball, the different size ball, kicking-wise, did it make it a little easier, a bit more distance?
Oh, look, I guess we kind of trained with the size 4s, but we'd play with a 4.5 kind of size anyway. So we were kind of familiar with the size of the footy. But, I think it felt really good. And, the girls were hitting targets left, right and centre. And, some of the girls were snagging some nice goals from the pockets from, like, Moana Hope from Western Bulldogs. So she's a delight to watch.
Oh, Mo Hope kicked 6. Some of them, you were right, Chelsea. Unbelievable control. I thought to myself, I wonder what club she got drafted to. And then I thought, there you go, Collingwood, with all the tats.
Yeah, nice mix there.
Hey, exactly. Just going back to a little bit of more local stuff. Adelaide Football Club female side signed a new recruit today, Jasmine Anderson. Did you know much about Jasmine?
Yeah, I've only just kind of, heard little bits and pieces about her, but an exciting team, obviously, from a soccer kind of
background
that she's been doing. And she's got, obviously, some, comes from a family of 8, so has brothers in the system at the moment, I think, over in
Jed's North. Playing for North Melbourne, yes, that's right.
Yeah, and had another brother as well, I think, playing current footy as well, up in the NT as well and around the traps, so... Yeah, so very exciting to have her on board. And obviously we've just signed our coach, Beck Goddard, a couple of weeks ago and had 2 other pre-signings with CJ and Ange Foley. Very exciting as we start to head into the gist of it all.
Well, I was going to say, Jasmine Anderson, yourself, Kelly Gibson, Angela Foley, you said Courtney Cramey. We're hearing a couple of other really good... Oh, well, we won't go there. Skippy do. Have you caught up with Beck Goddard yet? She's my son's under-18s coach at the Eagles, and they just love her out there, her knowledge. Have you caught up and had a bit of a footy chat with her yet, Chelsea?
I haven't, unfortunately. They're actually doing a meet and greet with the a coach tonight, I believe, over South Australia, so in Adelaide. So, yeah, unfortunately, I'll be getting over there on about the 16th of September, so I can't wait to get over there and meet with Beck and some of the other players and kind of discuss it all.
So have you got everything planned when you move back here? You're coming from Newton in the Pilbara all the way to Adelaide. We're similar size, I would have thought. Chelsea, little old Adelaide. Yeah. So what are you doing when you come here?
Yeah, look, I'll be working with the Adelaide Crows in a community program off the roll there. So I've been working in footy for the last 7 years now in development and game development. So that'll, I hope, really work nicely, and hopefully we can have a positive impact there with the club and with South Australia as well.
Mm. Well, Chelsea, thanks for having a chat with us. Congratulations on getting picked in the All-Stars game, the 50 most talented young ladies in Australia, and was a very, very good event. We're hoping that just whets the appetite of what we're going to see next year.
Oh, thanks again, guys.
Look forward to seeing you over here, Chelsea. What a star she is. That was a big fight. Did you see it? She dived across the front of the pack.
Got a bit of a lift.
He got a bit of a lift as well. Now, for girls that want to still nominate, you can still do this by September 30. You got to log on to Women's Draft AFL, all one word, womensdraftafl.com.au, and then the Women's Draft will be on Wednesday, October the 12th. So you've got plenty of time to nominate. Now, if you're thinking about it, just do it. Mm. You never know.
Yeah, that's right.
And you can nominate your state, so nominate to stay here.
Mm. The other thing that I quite enjoyed and hasn't really been spoken about a great deal was all the umpires were ladies. There was female commentators. There was coaches. There's so many other avenues that are now opening up for ladies to get involved in footy, and that is what it is about. There's certainly, yes, the playing aspect, but the inclusiveness of everyone, that there is a role if you want to be involved in footy, no matter what sex you are, and that is exactly what the AFL are looking for.